Good morning. I would like Brother Merv Smith, would you come and open the service in prayer, please?
Our loving Father, we are so blessed to be in your holy presence here this morning. And we remember when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Oh, how blessed we are that we serve a living God. And we thank thee, Lord, for your presence in all our meetings. We pray that you'll bless us in a very special way this morning. Bless the speaker and our worship unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'd like you to stay here and sing this song with me.
Oh, brother.
The song we're going to sing is "What a Wonderful Change in My Life Has Been Wrought Since Jesus Came Into My Heart. I have light in my soul for which long I had sought since Jesus came into my heart." I'm sure there have been many changes in our lives this weekend. As we've been here, we've heard we felt the Spirit of God within us and heard the words that he has said to us, and he's made positive changes in our lives. That's not just the ones that are suffering, it's for all of us. I felt change. I heard things that I needed to remember to change and do things a little bit differently in the future. And God is leading us on. He's showing us the way, and it's just a wonderful privilege to be walking with him. I'm getting a lot of songs mixed in here, but we're going to go back to this one. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought.
Amen.
Wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. seated. Thank you.
Can I be seated?
Yeah. Like Brother Robert Persaud and Wayne Peters to come, and they're going to take charge of the communion, but there's one prayer request here as well. So if you'd like to come up here, and I'll turn it over to Robert and Wayne.
We have just one prayer request. It seems like the prayer requests are dwindling down, and it's now down to one, which is a good sign. Amen? Amen? It shows that God is answering prayers. This is from for David Hofer of Edmonton Assembly. The request is, first, I would like to thank you all for your prayers when I was hospitalized in early February. The doctors discovered I had precancerous cells in my brain. I received well enough in eight...
Recovered.
Thank you for... I recovered well enough in 8 days to be released from the hospital. Doctors said my condition should have taken 3 to 5 months for that kind of recovery. I go for a follow-up test on March the 30th. Please pray that God has healed me of this precancerous cells, submitted by David Hofer from the Edmonton Assembly. So we're going to remember David at this time. David is here?
Yeah.
Well, just come on down. Or come on up. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Let's just stretch your hands out to David here. Let's believe God. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're the God that hears and answers prayers. We thank you, Lord, that you've got eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart that will understand us, dear Lord. And we thank you for the work that you have begun in David's life. Yes. Lord, as we lay hands upon him, as he stands here before the congregation, as he stands in your presence, we thank you, Lord, that you will do a complete work of deliverance, of healing, that David will leave this service being rest assured that God is his healer and God is his strength. And Father, we thank you for touching him now. And Lord, you know this request, that you will work speedily on his behalf. In Jesus' name, we thank you. There is nothing that you cannot do, Lord. So our faith this morning extend in releasing our faith to you and believing you for the victory in David's life.
Yes.
We thank you for doing it now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your presence.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Two prayer requests here. First one is Jamie Erb. Jamie suffered a severe abdominal pain last night. Father, we bring Jamie before you. We ask, Lord, for your touch. There's nothing too hard for you, dear Lord.
Yes.
You are the great creator of heaven and earth.
Thank you, Lord.
And all that's in it. We acknowledge you, dear Lord, as our Savior, our King, our Lord, our Healer. Father, we pray this morning that you'll lay your hand upon Jamie. Touch him, dear Lord. He's gone through many difficult times. Father, we just pray, Lord, that you would help him. We pray, Lord, that you would touch him. We pray, Lord, that you would deliver him. We thank you, Lord, that you've saved him. We thank you, Lord, that you've set him apart for the kingdom of God. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you've done in his life, dear Lord. Father, we've seen him in prison, in bondage of prison, dear Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that you've cleared things up in his mind, dear Father. And Father, we just pray, Lord, that the completed work would work in his life. We ask your anointing to break the yoke.
Yes.
Not only for his request here, but for all his needs, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pray for Stan Cressman, who was taken to hospital after a stroke yesterday. Okay. Oh, this is a. Okay. So this one here. So we have an updated request, if there is such a thing. This for Stan Cressman. He had 3 small strokes yesterday. He is still in hospital here, but praise God, he appears to have had no permanent damage. Praise the Lord. We have this one here. So we're going to pray for Stan Cressman here. Amen. Let's bow our heads again. Thank you for your patience. Father, we thank you, Lord, in consideration of each other, upon the instructions of your word that tells us to pray for each other, to stand with each other. And Lord, this morning we stand in the gap on behalf of our brother Stan Cressman. We praise you for the work that, dear God, we know this situation could have been worse. But we thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your healing touch upon him. And even right now, dear Lord, we pray that you will extend the hands of Calvary, even the hands of Jesus that was bruised and battered, and the shed blood of Calvary may be extended to him. And we pronounce that healing work upon his life in Jesus' precious name. We thank you, Lord, that every drop of blood that was shed on Calvary, it was shed for our healing. And so we praise you for this promise. And Lord, we lay hold on this and we claim this for Stan even right now. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
It is always a time of reflection when the church gathers for one of the most important events, that is the remembrance, the administration of the Lord's Supper. And we reflect on that because Jesus himself told us to do this as often as we do it, to do it in remembrance of him. And that's why we're here this morning in commemoration, if I could use that word, of that sacrifice that was paid on Calvary. And this morning, Calvary covers it all. Just want us to know that Calvary covers it all. We don't need to relive and to go back into the past, because God has done a tremendous work there. And because of God's expression of his love to give his only begotten Son on the cross of Calvary, that's the most important aspect of our walk with God. And that leads, of course, to the glorious resurrection that we are part of so much. At this time, the entire world remembers the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. As it has often been said, that it was not the nails that held Jesus to the cross, but it was the divine love of God that kept him there. Oh, love, the love of God that reaches beyond and above to the highest mountain, to the lowest part. His love reaches to us, and because of his love, we're here this morning to remember him. I'm going to read a scripture, and that's taken from the book of a very familiar portion of scripture, but as the scripture is being read, there's a verse that says here, let a man examine himself. And while the scripture is being read, just let the Holy Spirit examine the inner recesses of our hearts. If there is something that the Lord brings to our attention, right in our seats, we can ask the Lord to forgive us. We don't have to, go out and come back and all the rest. Right here, and we can reconcile with God. So this scripture is taken from the book of very familiar. I thought somebody might have said it before I do, but anyway, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat the bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and not examine somebody else. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together into condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. A very important point I would like to stress this morning, that this is the Lord's table. This is not a table set by man or an organization or by global mission. It is the Lord's table. And whenever you're invited to someone's home, the cultural practice is, if you refuse, in some cultures, that's a big embarrassment. That's very rude. So it's the Lord that is inviting us to this table here. And it's us to respond to that. Do not let anything stand in the way of partaking of this, the Lord's Supper that he's prepared for you. I'd like to mention also that this table is open for God's people. You do not necessarily have to be a member of a particular group as long as you fulfill the simple conditions. One, that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, and two, you're walking in obedience to his word. Those are the basic conditions. So, as Paul says, to let a man examine himself. And so, please feel free to, as the bread is passed and the cup is passed, that you feel free to partake. And in doing so, you will fulfill what God has in store for you. As we partake, we have known of many, many instances where people who were sick and they partook of that communion and they were healed. We've known of cases where persons were instantaneously healed and in partaking of the communion. So as we partake, let's reverently just reach out to the Lord and partake of this, what he has, and just reflect on the cross, reflect on Calvary, reflect on the humble walk that he wants us to walk before him steadily and faithfully as the days are ahead of us. Only by God's grace he will strengthen us and he will give us that grace. Can we bow our heads, please? And at this time, we will ask the 14 deacons to, if they can come front here to help us.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the decision you made to come down to earth. You knew that we were in sin, and you made a way for us to come from the Adamic nature to the Christ nature. And Lord, we need to partake of you. Father, we thank you for allowing your body to be hanging on a cross, giving your life. You've bought us with a price. We are yours. Father, even now we yield ourselves to the Spirit of the living God. We pray, Lord, that everyone here will examine their hearts and lives and do serious business with you. We ask, Lord, that you would lay your hand upon this bread and bless it. Yes. And whatever the needs are within your people, we pray that through the participation of this bread, they would live. Let your anointing rest mightily upon this bread as we lay our hands upon it. In Jesus' name, amen.
For those of us who are fairly new, or to our visitors, please feel free, if you are going to partake, just break off a piece and hold it in your right hand until for the instructions to partake of the bread.
We give you thanks, Lord. Search our hearts, O Lord, we pray. See if there be any wicked way in us, dear Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Has anybody been missed? Raise your hand. My thoughts on communion are, the Lord has instructed us to examine our hearts and lives, and we do this every week, and therefore there should be nothing more than 7 days old in our lives. We should be doing business with God every week. The Lord has talked to us about eating and drinking damnation to ourselves if we don't examine ourselves. And I believe that the Lord has done a tremendous work during this feast for us to, the Lord has been shining his light on our lives. And if there's any unfinished business still, this is your day, this is your hour, this is your minute to do business with God. When I accepted the Lord as my personal Savior, it wasn't hours of agony. I got on my knees. I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart and life, and everything changed. And when we come to the altar and we say, Lord, I've got this blockage, and I'm in the plumbing business. When you have blockages in pipes, it's a problem. Nothing works. But we can just say to the Lord, I want you to look after this. I lay it before you, and it is done. Let us partake together.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that there is a fountain flowing in the house of David for sin and uncleanness. We thank you for the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the cross. And Lord, our mind goes back there thinking that there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stain. We thank you, Lord, for this occasion that we can look back and just reminisce on this great work at Calvary. We ask you at this time, Lord, that you will bless these cups. Yes, in Jesus' name, Lord, and as we partake, amen, that we may the impartation of life and health and strength and encouragement be imparted to your people. May we be lifted to higher ground, O God, especially those who might not be feeling well. May your extended hand of healing, we thank you, the cross spells victory, and we thank you for that blood that was shed for our healing, for our miracles, deliverance, was shed for our cleansing, it was shed for protection. And so, Lord, we worship and magnify you as we bask in your presence, and as we fulfill the instructions that you have left, dear God, that we should do this in remembrance of your Son. Bless these cups. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Signed a deed with his atoning blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. Should all the hosts of heaven assail to make a second claim, they'll all march back.
Can't see you, but has everybody been served? Is there anybody that was missed?
School. for Sharon Schools. Yeah. Yeah. The offering is for Sharon Schools this morning, if you're making out checks. There's going to be envelopes if you need them for cash, receipts. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provision this weekend. We thank you, Lord, for every hand that has been at work. It's been a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. It's been a blessing to be with your people. Truly, Lord, we have been blessed.
Hallelujah.
Father, we pray that you'll bless the givers.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
This being Easter Sunday is a time of celebration, a celebration of life, a celebration of the life of Christ coming. He was crucified and he arose, as we often sing at Easter time. but we're celebrating his life, but also the life that he has given to us. He lives within our hearts. And Jesus said, if I go not away, the Spirit cannot come to you, the Holy Spirit. And this is something very special, that he has given the Holy Spirit to us. And we can receive him. We can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Those are the things that we're celebrating today. So I'd like us to turn to a song on page 51 of the Red Book. Would you stand, please? Yeah. Need some musicians.
Yes.
You didn't know if I was going to preach or what, did you? Ho, everyone that is thirsty in spirit. It says ho here, but it really means come. And this is from a scripture in Isaiah. Come, everyone that is thirsty in spirit. Come, everyone who is weary and sad. Come to the fountain. There's fullness in Jesus. All that you're longing for, come and be glad. The chorus says, I will pour water on him that is thirsty. I will pour floods upon the dry ground. Open your hearts for the gifts I am bringing. While you are seeking me, I will be found. Let's believe it and sing it together. Nothing but fullness thy longing can meet. 'Tis the endowment for life and for service. It's the requirement. Thine is the promise, so certain, so sweet. Let's sing it together. Child of the kingdom, be filled with the Spirit. Nothing but fullness thy longing can be. 'Tis the endowment for life and down to the bottom of that same page and sing the song that's there. Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I'm no longer the same. We're no longer the same, even after this weekend. Praise the Lord. Shackled by a heavy just show us how to enter in to the fullness of your Spirit today. Dear Father, each of us stands here in your presence, and we want to be able to be over that. We want your Holy Spirit to fill us, to overflow us, that we may experience something new today, new that we have never experienced before. Father, we all long to enter into that fullness. Just help us today. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Oh, my people, and the Lord, this is a new day. This is a new day that has dawned upon thee. For I do see thy heart. I do see the crying of thy soul for more of me. For I see your struggles. I see your pains. Yea, I see your joys. For I do know you, my people, saith the Lord. I do see thy heart. And I say unto thee, I shall fill thy heart to overflowing. For lo, I say unto thee, yea, I have set thee free. I have set thee free, my people, that you may truly worship me. I have said that if you will lift me up on high, I shall draw all men unto myself. Yea, and I say unto thee, as you do draw nigh unto me and lift me up and place me in that highest realm in your life, I shall show thee miracles and wonders that you will wonder at, and yet you will rejoice. For men shall begin to come. For behold, the great harvest is set before thee. And I call unto thee, my harvesters, that you will go forth, even as I went forth, as I set the early church to go forth. Yea, I say unto thee, I am the Lord thy God, and I have called thee for such an hour as this.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
For yea, am I not your good shepherd? Do I not look after my sheep? If there is a sheep that is somewhat wayward, do I not cast a special eye upon that sheep? And do I not teach that sheep to be obedient and to listen to my voice? Yea, will I not lead you into green pastures that you may feast? Have I not led you beside the still waters that you can drink your fill, my little ones? All these many years have ye not been learning my voice, my little ones, that you should listen unto me? And yea, I am going to send you out that you will bring in more sheep unto me, my little ones. But remember my voice at all times and do be obedient unto my voice. Praise ye the Lord in all things.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, through the prophets, until this time, have I not taken men away from the wisdom of this world, away from the counsel of this world, to a secret place where I showed them by the Spirit the depths of true wisdom and knowledge that would not only set them free and place them before me as men of God to lead my people forth, but to show them that which was to come. And in my scriptures is written all those things that are about to come to pass, saith the Lord. And I have called you forth as my sons and daughters away from the things of this world, for I will use every part of my creation and everything, even in this present world, to bring about the manifestation of my sons and daughters, saith the Lord. I am the God that brings darkness and creates evil. I am the God that spoke over the waters and brought forth light. And I am bringing forth a people of light like the world has never seen, saith the Lord, who shall not rely upon anything of this world, but shall from the rivers and the waters of the deep draw forth from the Spirit and from the wells of the salvation I have given them, things that shall not just meet their needs, but shall bring forth a transformation, saith the Lord. and an understanding, saith the Lord, of my very nature, and they shall be repositories of my grace and mercy and my love, and as have even been told unto you, the fragrance of forgiveness and reconciliation shall flow from every part of the fruit of the Spirit that they shall bear, saith the Lord. Come unto me, saith the Lord, as Moses fell on his face before me, as all of my children and sons bowed before me and found there the answer to every need. The answer to your need, saith the Lord, is found in me. And if you will humble and submit yourself unto me, I shall lift you up to a place that you cannot imagine, saith the Lord. Submit yourself to me, saith the Lord, and call unto me, saith the Lord, and I shall reconcile every part of your life, saith the Lord, and bring you forth to victory, and bring you forth as more than an overcomer, saith the Lord, but as a full, mature son and daughter in me, saith the Lord your God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
My children, and I will lead you, and I will use you in the calling that I have for you. And my children, you are so valuable to me, and every one of you is a part of my plan. And my children, I just need you to surrender your lives to me.
In the world. Yea, my people, behold, have new confidence in the Lord thy God. Yea, thou hast heard the yea of those that have walked, and though they seem to walk through trialous times, yea, they did trust in the Lord thy God, and yea, were they not brought into the truth of the calling that he had brought them into? Yea, prison doors, yea, sickness, yea, trials and temptations do not stop the work of the Lord, but yea, rather persevere, my people, saith the Lord. And yea, when thou dost find that thy time is hard, yea, remember to praise me, saith the Lord, for praise is not related to the situation as in the world. But yea, praise arises from thee, because thou hast knowledge and knowest that the Lord thy God, who has created all things, does dwell in thee, and yea, to seek to commune with thee, and to pleasure in the praises of his people. Yea, therefore have confidence this day, yea, the body of the living Christ. Know thou this, that thou dost walk through this world, yea, not showing forth strength as the world sees strength, but yea, a strength that the world cannot understand, nor see, nor know. But yea, my spirit moveth through the earth, through my people, yea, that my work might be accomplished, yea, even as I have declared, as sure as I did bring forth light into the world, yea, in the beginning, so shall my light shine forth. Yea, my people, behold, have confidence this day.
Yea, and let mine own be able to take comfort in this, saith the Lord. Yea, that he who holds all the eternities in his hand holds them as well, saith the Lord. Yea, and I shall not cause thee to fall, saith the Lord. Yea, but I shall buoy thee up. Yea, and I shall give unto thee a sure path to walk on, saith God. Yea, for I have given unto thee the sure kingdom, saith the Lord. Yea, and I have caused thee to be built up upon a sure foundation. Yea, and on all these things I have given unto thee my wisdom, yea, and my knowledge. Yea, that thou shouldest be lights in this dark world, saith the Lord. Yea, and my creation shall be fulfilled in this, saith the Lord. For in the beginning did I intend to have fellowship with my creation. Yea, and in this, this is being fulfilled and brought to pass, that I have fellowship with thee, saith the Lord. Yea, and there is a perfect fellowship between thee and me, saith God.
Praise God.
To come forth in the earth, saith the Lord.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah.
My beloved, thou art my chosen ones. Trust in me, for thou art mighty by my hand. My beloved, I am the rock which thou dost stand. My beloved, thou art holy. My beloved, thou art mine own. I have cleansed thy soul. I've swept it clean. My beloved, now fill it with me. My beloved, thou art my holy ones, and the ground which thou stand upon, it is holy. My beloved, I am the Lord thy God. My beloved, yea, I am the Lord thy God.
I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 150. And we'll sing that together before you sit down. Psalm 150.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament. With the psaltery and harp, praise him with the timbrel and dance, praise him with stringed instruments and organs, praise him upon the loud cymbals, praise him on the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
tested.
Joanna? Brother Hannigan is going to minister to us after. Would you like to come up now, please, as well?
That was so beautiful.
We've been blessed so much this Feast of Pentecost. To hear the prophecies that have come forth and the things that the Lord has been talking to us about have been exactly what we've been needing. The Lord is wanting to perfect his bride. And I think that is happening, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. God is moving by his Spirit. Praise his wonderful name. I don't think I'll ever forget the wonder of this feast. It is far-reaching, and God is causing his people to be knit together and to flow together. He is in the process of removing any impediments that may stand within us. He is bringing forth a body that is knit together in love and that are one. Praise his wonderful name. We thank him so much. I'd just like to bow in prayer this time. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today for all you have been doing for us. We thank you as the song was sung. You love us. You care for us. You will guide us wherever we go. We thank you, Father. And we just look to you that you make your word real to our hearts this morning, things that you want us to know, that we might press on, press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. It seems as I was meditating on things that the Lord would have me talk about, I thought about that vision that Daniel had. Daniel was a servant of the Lord. He lived in the land where there was a king called King Nebuchadnezzar. And King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, but he couldn't remember his dream, but he was very concerned about it. He wanted to know what it meant, but he'd forgotten about it. And so he called the wise men to come and show him the interpretation of the dream. They didn't know either. And it seems like those kings had such authority that if people didn't do what they said, their lives, they could be in danger of their lives. And so the astrologers and wise men were not telling him what his dream was or what it meant. And he was about to slay them. But there was a time when Daniel was there. Daniel and the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And so when he was about to slay these wise men, Daniel says, well, give us a little time. And so the king did that. He gave them some time. And Daniel and his three friends sought the Lord. And God revealed to Daniel in a night vision the vision that Nebuchadnezzar had had. And so he came before the king and he told him the vision, told him what it meant. And the vision showed a huge stature with a head of gold, thighs of silver, and thighs of brass and legs of iron, and also some clay. And Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, "You are that head of gold." And the rest, other parts of that body are represented kingdoms that would follow. But at the end of that vision, there was a stone cut out of the mountains without hands that came and filled the whole earth. And I think that was prophetic of what God intends to do. He intends to cause his kingdom to eventually fill the whole earth. I could not help but think, as we're hearing some of the prophecies today, that's exactly what they were saying, that God has a great plan for his people, and he's wanting to bring us on to perfection. He wants us to bring us on to great unity. We read in Psalm 133, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. For there the Lord commandeth his blessing, even life forevermore." And I think at this feast, God has spoken to us about forgiveness, of love, of unity as never before. Praise his wonderful name. And we thank God for that. We want to go on to perfection. We want to drop the things that of the enemy. We want them to be behind us, and we want to press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And so God is in that process. But you know, we have to start at the bottom of the ladder, so to speak. We have to, as someone mentioned, we cannot leave out any of the steps in this ladder. And we read in the book of John how when Jesus was upon the earth, someone came to him. Nicodemus was his name. He was a ruler, came to Jesus by night. I don't know why he came by night, whether he didn't want other people to know about it, or maybe he was too busy ruling in the daytime, and he had that opportunity. Anyway, for whatever reason, he came to Jesus by night, and Jesus said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." And so Jesus made it very plain that to Nicodemus, and he makes that, he wants you and I to know the same thing, that we need to be born again, we need to be changed. And I'm sure most of you, I hope all of you, know what that means, to enter into a relationship with the Lord, to be born again by the Spirit of God. What a wonderful transformation to be changed, to be reborn. Praise God. Something that Nicodemus couldn't understand. But God has revealed it to us, and as we have opened our hearts to him, he has led us in that wonderful way. The Lord is interested in us entering into the kingdom of God and partaking of it. We read in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God." This was something that Jesus said during the Sermon on the Mount. And in his sermon, he talked about how we have needs. We have food, and we have to have clothing. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, it says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, or yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, but yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they?" So the Lord is talking about our natural needs, our day by day needs. It says, "Who of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for clothing, raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these." You know, we love flowers. My wife likes to grow lilies, and we have a picture on my iPad of her and amongst all of her lilies and flowers, and it's so beautiful. You can't improve on God's handiwork. It is so wonderful. She had a great birthday recently and had a beautiful bouquet of hydrangeas and flowers that are on our table at home. God clothes the lilies of the field. He makes things so beautiful. It says, "Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and is tomorrow, is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you." Praise the Lord. So we do not need to fear nor be afraid for the future, but seek first the kingdom of God, and he will impart the wisdom. He will help us along our way. Praise the Lord. And God is leading us and teaching us many things that help us in our daily walk. I want to read from the book of Ephesians at this time. Wonderful instructions here in Ephesians chapter 5, if you have your Bibles and wish to follow along. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." Followers of God as dear children. We are so blessed to have God as our Father, and that we are his children, that we belong to him. And he wants us to walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for an offering and a sweet sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. We have to work at that in order to walk in love towards one another. We need to show respect. We need to show concerns. We need to pray for one another. We need to help one another. We need to function in the ministry that God has given to us. But he gives us warnings. He says, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become a saint." You know how important it is that we as parents teach our children what God wants us to, the way he wants us to walk, not in sinfulness. It says, "Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks." There's so much foolishness in the world that you don't want to hear. One place he says, don't even talk about things that are evil in the world. You know, and we read in the book of Philippians that we should think of things that are lovely, things that are true, things that are of good report, things that are honest and just. And you know, and so our lives can be filled with good instead of with the evil. Praise the Lord. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not therefore partakers with them. Praise God. And so we need to endeavor to keep our lives clean with the help of the Holy Spirit, with the help of one another also. It says, be not ye partakers with them, with evil things. You can't turn the radio on today but what you hear about evil men trying to hurt and kill other people. And it's hard to fathom how that can be in the mind of any man or woman, wanting to just hurt their fellow men or women. But God has called us to a different calling. He calls us that we might edify, we might build up one another, we might love one another. It says, don't be partakers with them, but for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. We just thank the Lord for the instructions that God gives us through the ministries, through the literature that we receive from men of godly people. And so we want to walk in those ways. It says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So he does give us a responsibility to stand against the things that are wrong and reprove them. For it is shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things are reproved, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Verse 14, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And I like this next verse, we've heard it often. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank God for music. We thank God for ministries in song and music. Praise the Lord to hear songs in the Spirit we heard this morning, and that beautiful song by the sister that came up here and sang. God has so much beauty for us. Singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. You know, God tells us not to be, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. You know, dear people, let us be very careful that we don't be conformed to the world. Let us walk in the ways of the Lord, in the ways of truth and purity. And the world can go their way, but we don't want to go their way. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. That's a wonderful, wonderful statement. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. You know, in our homes, there's a submitting of my wife and I to one another, submitting even with our children one to another. It's a wonderful thing to be that flexible, that you submit to things that are good, that you do not always have to have your own way, but you will submit to the will of God. It says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Wonderful instruction. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. And that's not all the instructions. He says, husbands, how about the husbands? Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. You know, may God help us to really follow these instructions in our homes as husbands and wives before our children. You know, he says the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Do you know what Christ did for his body for the church? He died for us on the cross. He gave himself for his bride, for you and me. And so we as husbands need to give ourselves for our wives as well. Praise the Lord. And in a way of humility, in a way of love. And the wives will respect their husbands, that there'll be a wonderful love flowing there. You know, God wants us to be a real testimony before the world. When people come and see how you treat one another, that speaks to them. If they see husbands and wives loving one another and caring for one another, being kind one to another, that speaks to them. And God wants us to be a good example. It says, husbands, verse 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that should be holy and without blemish. May God truly help us that we will walk that way. And by the help of his Holy Spirit, we realize we cannot just make a proclamation, I'm going to do this, but we have to have the help of the Lord. We have to have the help of the Holy Spirit to enable us to fulfill his will. It says, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. As husbands and wives need to be knit together in love, we need to be knit together with the Lord. Same way. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. You know, we thank God for the scriptures. There's so many instructions for us. We do not need to go astray. And it's important that we hide God's word in our hearts day by day, that we seek him. And I'd like to just look at one more passage in the book of Titus where we have some instructions. Titus chapter 2. Beginning at verse 1, it says, "But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, and charity in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things." So the women have a special part to play in the body of Christ as well, in our homes and our churches. It says they may teach young women to be sober, to love their husband. To be sober means to be serious about things. This business of being a Christian is something to be serious about. Praise the Lord. To love their husbands, to love their children. That's what the older women teach the young women to do. Love their husbands, love their children. To be discreet. In other words, to be wise. We thank God for the wisdom that he's given a lot of our wonderful mothers and women. Keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. You know, it's wonderful when our young men and women have good jobs, but that they show a pattern of good works. Sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of a contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again. Many of us are involved in businesses, and we have bosses, we have workers, and it's so important that the workers please their masters in all things. Sometimes and masters need to be wise and considerate of their employees as well. It says, not purloining. In other words, not light-fingered, not stealing. I thank God that our parents taught us from day one to be honest, to not take things that don't belong to us. Not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. You know, your honesty, your good fidelity adorns the gospel of the Lord. Ladies like to adorn their houses with lots of things. We want to adorn the gospel of Jesus Christ with things that make it beautiful, that looks good to the outside. God's interested in how we look on the outside. It says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to be looking for that blessed hope. God wants us to be ready at all times for when he will appear. Jesus said he would come again. And we do not know the time nor the hour, but we want to be ready every day, all of our lives. It says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. May God help us that we will, that we'll have a zeal to do his will, a zeal to do good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Well, I see our time has quickly slipped away, but I think I'll close my remarks with that. But I think it would be nice if we could sing a song and just ask the Lord, mind coming to the piano. I think it's number 75 in our books. I'm thine, O Lord, I've heard thy voice, and told thy love to me, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. I think it's 75. Yes, it is. Page 75. Would you like to stand and we'll sing this? And let's make this our prayer this afternoon. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me near, near, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, near, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Last verse. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I was made. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me near. Blessed Lord. bless you. You may be seated.
You just stay here. Are there any announcements that need to be made at this time?
Just a small house cleaning announcement, literally a house cleaning announcement. Just as you are getting ready to go, please put your room back in the condition that you found it in. And if you did any editing to your room, you shoved anything into the hallway, just ask you to put it back in there. This three-word sentence is important to me, and I'd like to make it important to you. Take your stuff. It's a little difficult when we try to do some cleanup here, or we're going to do some renovations, and you know we can't lift something to move it because it's full. So if you wouldn't mind, please, doing that. I'd like to also take an opportunity to thank the many hands that labored this weekend, either working in the kitchen or helping out with the kids and the young people. And also, if you have an opportunity to thank the kitchen staff on your way through, I know they'd appreciate it. They're doing a marvelous job for us. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. This has been such a precious time. It's been so good to see so many children here, young people, and also some new, brand new babies. So we're pretty blessed, people of young and old. Would you stand, and we want to pray God's blessing upon you all. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this Feast of Pentecost. We thank you, God, for the precious things that you have taught us during this time. And, oh God, may they not just go, as it were, in one ear and out the other, but may they be hid in our hearts, that we will fulfill that which you are calling us to do. We might truly love one another, that we will truly forgive one another. We will be willing to ask forgiveness for our own faults, dear Lord. And we just pray that in the days that lie ahead, we'll see a great growth in the midst of thy people. And Lord, we pray that we might manifest your love and your grace to all those with whom we have to do. We pray your rich blessing now upon every man, woman, boy or girl, in this household today. We pray for traveling mercies for those that travel to their homes now and in the coming days. Just bless each and every one, and may we be led by your Spirit, and above all things, may your name be glorified. Father, we pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.